hate people. I love people.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Deal with someone who says that's so gay. Outsmart them.
This party is like so gay.
Totally.
Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Ew, that guy is on the football team and super smart, and he totally hates us now.
Totally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by Glisten and the Ad Council.
WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day,
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and the theme for our two-hour sound collage this evening is called An Even Wider New Wave. It's a follow-up to a show we did in August called A Wide New Wave. And we started off the last set that you heard with a song by the German artist Peter Schilling that he made in 1983. And it's what's known as an answer song, a song that's a follow-up and continuation of a song by another artist, in this case, David Bowie's original Space Oddity song with Major Tom in outer space with a malfunction. And yes, this one was simply called Major Tom. And quite a new wave song in itself. And then we zagged a bit with Vangelis and West Across the Ocean Sea. New wave related song in the fact that it's dealing with the ocean. But let me lay down a couple of audio clips from Brian Eno and also Bono. And they were talking about the production of U2's The Joshua Tree and how that all worked out in that new wave era when... Well, it's, I think, a bit like some Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced album that, you know, and you can go back to it and listen to it, and it's amazing these days, but it really sounded more amazing in 1967 because to our ears, well, it's been so profoundly influential on everything that followed that we just can't appreciate that in this time in history. So we followed that with the Pet Shop's incredibly cool cover version of U2's Where the Streets Have No Name from the Pet Shop Boys discography, the complete singles collection. And then Depeche Mode and Personal Jesus. Gary Numan with Cars. Gary Numan was much more than a one-hit wonder. And like Men Without Hats, but that was his big hit. And a shout out to Savoir Faire, who will be coming up promptly at 10 p.m. I was listening to his show of last week when I was at the gym today and kind of doing my running arounds with afterwards. And he played some Gary Numan last week on that show. And in fact, you know, I think this whole show that I'm doing tonight is a kind of warm-up for his show, Songs from the Squid Pod, which is generally a 1980s-oriented mix of music. So then we heard some public service messages. And our featured artists, Polysix, a Japanese band formed in 1997 and continuing the new wave genre of music, pushing it further. Yes, that was their Wachu Wananado was the name of that song. And then we finished with a really rocking song by Toni Basil. Yes, a one-hit wonder, although she's so incredibly talented in so many ways as a choreographer, and an incredibly talented woman with a big hit. And you know, many years ago, I remember I was out bike riding on like a Saturday, and I heard that song, and I hadn't heard it in a while, and it just got stuck in my head. And this was before there was really a YouTube with all those videos on there, but there was an internet. And I got up, and was researching, trying to find out, and then I found out that there was VH1 countdown of videos, and they had, and I was really excited to find that that was in there. But then I looked for when they were going to broadcast it, and the last time after I'd gotten this obsession with Mickey and Tony Basil was like a couple of days before, and I was all disappointed. And then I realized that actually, that's when I must have heard it. Somebody was watching that VH1 special and got so psyched about it that they turned the volume up and they blasted it. And then the circle completed in that strange way. So, we've got, we're going to start off the next set with a remixed version of a song by the Human League that was remixed. It's kind of credited to the Human League, but it was, and they performed the music there, but it was their producer, Martin Rushnet, who came up with this Love and Dancing remix album of, and that was an incredible thing. And we're going to be hearing that remixed instrumental version of Things That Dreams Are Made Of. And then some more real new wave with Big Country. And then the Talking Heads, they were doing a lot of things, but we'd lump them into that new wave genre. And we'll also hear from our featured artist Polysix, and Zig Zig Sputnik is going to finish off this next set. But here is the Human League, The Things That Dreams Are Made Of, on WFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
every light, every sky, every space, every town, every wall. This sounds like good for you and me.
This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening's theme is called An Even Wider New Wave. It's a follow-up to a show I did on August 17th called A Wide New Wave, and basically exploring the new wave genre of music that came about in the late 70s and 1980s and is still being further developed by some artists today, like our featured artists, the Japanese band Polysix. And we began that set with the Human League and a remix of their song Things That Dreams Are Made Of by their producer Martin Rushnet, using a whole bunch of tape loops and mixing analog mixing equipment back in the 1980s from their Love and Dancing album. And then we heard from Big Country, their signature song In a Big Country, and the Talking Heads followed that with And She Was, and Polysix, Code 4, and then a great new wave band that didn't get an incredible amount of mainstream popularity, Zeig Zeig Sputnik. And their shtick was that they were completely selling out right from the beginning. On the album, they sold commercials, 20, 30-second commercial spots in between the songs on their album. And they made up a couple of spoof ones and put those in there. And a very visual and electronic band that used a lot of samples, too. My kind of band, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Sex Bomb Boogie, the Magic Flute Mix. And backing me up right now is Devo with their easy listening version of Time Out for Fun. All of our ambient bed music this evening is from Devo's easy listening disc, which kind of started off as two cassette tapes that were special bonuses that they gave to members of their fan club that had Muzak-style remixes of their songs. And I wanted to thank Chuck Yu, who is a sonic montage maker, as am I. And Chuck is on WMBR with In the Margin. And he also appears here, not regularly, but irregularly on WMFO. Sometimes filling in for Bubbles in the Think Tank or Strike the Box with DJ Chris Major, who's on alternating Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. And Chuck gave me a CD of Peter Beauchan, who also makes sound collages. And he had one of 2018 historical events, all of 2018, and we'll probably be hearing some of those on a future sound collage here. So, kind of in honor of that and matching our theme, I wanted to start off our final set here with a song that has a lot of clips that I'm thankful to Chuck for providing. It was actually in March of 2006 that he did a news report on an anti-war rally that was going on in Boston. And there were a number of people that were given speeches there. And some of those clips just really resonated with me. So this next mix that I'm going to play for you is kind of credited to Scanty Sandwich, but that's not like a real band, more experimental kind of thing. And the name of the song is supposedly this one, but you know, it's really My Sharona by The Knack, those new wave artists. And it's, well, this is in one way a cool cover version of My Sharona. And in another way, it's a very different song. But, you know, isn't that why you're tuning in, after all, to a crazy show like this, where you aren't going to hear music that you're going to hear on other radio stations? No. Yes. No. Yes. Well, let's start off our final set here with this one.
It's never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
mother, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mother, and that I had a daddy, and this one stole my mother, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mother, and that I had a daddy, and this one stole my mother, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mother, and that I had a daddy, and this one stole my mother, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mother.
Dudley Common, everywhere we go, because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and that last song, I want to thank Chuck Yu for going way back in 2006 and making a report, a news report on an anti-war rally that was going on in Boston. And I loved that, and I loved the speakers, and I excerpted those, and I made what I call my Plastic Sushi War remix of that song, supposedly by Scanty Sandwich, called This One, that I got on a Rare Works CD. But it's really a cool cover version of the Knack's My Sharona with a lot of synthesizers. So I wanted to read you this public service message that it's pretty somber. It's basically about 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth, and she broke down in tears recently as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left six people dead, including her own sister, and three generations of a family in another vehicle that she hit. "I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judge. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility." So everyone in both vehicles, except for Olivia Culbreth, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision. And it catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Culbreth's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. You know, the fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive, quite possibly forever. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. People who care and who hate drunk driving, but who like getting inebriated and, you know, experimenting with things and having fun that way. But, you know, not when motor vehicles are involved. So stay away from that. Well, thanks for listening. I expect to be back again next week. And hopefully I've done a good job of getting you all warmed up for Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod, with a whole bunch more of high-quality, rockin' 1980s music here on WMFO in Medford.